If you thought all that was confusing, what follows is even worse. At least you didn't have to live through it. The Swedish army holed up outside of Novgorod and installed false Dmitry No. 3 as Tsar, with predictable results. Meanwhile, Poland presented another threat. The Polish king decided to take advantage of Russia's weakness by conquering Western Russia. He also decided he would make his son, Prince Władysław, the next Tsar. Sadly, many Russian boyars supported this move, preferring to be ruled by another king, even if it was a Polish king, than to be ruled by either the peasants or somebody named Dmitry. At this point, on the verge of national disintegration, the Russian people did something kind of wonderful. The inspiration came from the Russian Orthodox Church. The leaders of St. Sergius Trinity Monastery called on all Russians, rich and poor alike, to drive out the invaders and save the Third Rome. Under the leadership of the merchant Kuzma Minin and the soldier, Prince Dmitry Pozharsky, the Russian people literally rose up and drove all the foreign troops out of their country.